It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I paid tribute to Robert Duvall, who sadly passed away this week at the age of 95. When I was a kid, I first learned his name with family movies like Secondhand Lions and Kicking and Screaming. But the more I grew up, the more I appreciated him in movies like Apocalypse Now, The Godfather, and The Great Santini. And out of all the films he's acted in, the only one he's won the Oscar for was Tender Mercies, in which he played an alcoholic former country music star working and falling for a single mother, played by Tess Harper, while learning to regain his singing voice and a second chance of his daughter, played by Ellen Barkin. If you haven't seen or heard of this movie, I highly recommend it. It's a great one. He was also in the U.S. Army, whose rank was Private First Class. His political views were libertarian or conservative, and he had its moments of activism. His most recent case took place in February 2023 regarding a Warrenton Town Council meeting to oppose an Amazon data center, which he rejected but was approved otherwise. Robert Duvall has been a celebrated actor at one point, and then again at another point, and between the 2010s and 2020s, with other gems like Widows and his final film, The Pale Blue Eye, it was all clear that he was an ageless actor who delivered some of the best and most iconic performances of his filmography. And to me, he will always be remembered for helping making my childhood great and never be forgotten for opening my eyes in my adulthood with The Godfather and The Great Santini. Robert Duvall, 1931 to 2026. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.